Joined on the call this afternoon by the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Prunty. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon. A tough one for you guys on Saturday night, a 31-23 loss to Norfolk State. Just kind of as you've gone back and looked at the film, give me an idea of what you think happened.
Well, first thing, you got to give Norfolk State credit. They played well. They came in and they beat us. We got to improve turnovers. We had four turnovers. Turnovers made the difference in the game.
Yeah. Talk about as you've gone back and looked at obviously the one on the 6-yard line that allowed them to go up by 15 with 10 minutes to go, with the turnovers on your end, plays that they made. You know, what did you see when you went back and looked at them?
I mean, we got to play better, and that's on me. I got to do a better job of getting these guys ready and getting them prepared. I mean, we got to play better fundamentally. We got to trust our highs and trust ourselves as far as playing better with technique.
Offensively, you had a big night, 435 yards, and certainly one of the stars was Elijah Burris, 137 yards on only 12 carries. I mean, talk about his performance and what do you like about him in the backfield?
Well, I thought Elijah ran hard. I thought he played the way we expected he would play, and for him to go out there, I'm glad to finally see him get a breakout. But, you know, of course, we'd like to have the win.
Offensively, the balance that you were able to have with over 200 yards, both running and passing, were you happy with the way the offense was able to move the ball, absent of the turnovers, obviously?
They're still growing. I'm just real disappointed with the amount of turnovers, which I felt like, again, made the difference in the game.
We talked a little bit about your tight end group, TK Pizant. Two more touchdown catches. How much does he continue to grow as a weapon in your offense?
I like where he's coming along. He's coming along nicely. We just got to continue to get our tight ends more involved. They need some more targets.
You also, Ramon Copeland, and you got some a little bit more from your wide receivers. Did you feel like that they, you know, gave you a little bit better effort than they did in the opener?
Well, you know, once again, Rob, we're still gelling. We're getting there. You know, it's just the second game. We're just hoping these guys continue to just keep gelling and getting familiar with the quarterback and the quarterback getting familiar with them.
Chris had a nice night throwing the ball, but with the exception of the interceptions. But did Norfolk State kind of spy on him after his ability to run the ball against Grambling? Did you feel like they were kind of intent on taking away the running game from him?
I thought they did a good job of that. I thought Norfolk State played well. Coach Odom and his staff did a good job. You know, can't take nothing away from them.
Defensively, obviously 31 points is a few more than you'd like to give up. Talk about how you felt like your team played defensively.
Well, I thought they played well. I mean, with those turnovers, it was close to the other side of the ball being down in the end zone. You know, they was put in some tough positions, but I like the fact that those guys didn't quit. They played hard. You know, really proud of the fact that these guys are playing hard. I mean, still with four turnovers, and you look at the numbers, and you still lose by 8 points. The effort is there. We just got to do a better job, and I got to do a better job of getting these guys ready.
Everybody or a lot of teams Saturday, certainly a lot of CA games dealt with the weather delays, and you had one at Hampton a little bit late start. How difficult is that to deal with, especially in a big game where everybody's kind of keyed up and ready to go, and then you got to, you know, slow down and wait?
I think it's difficult to all. Both teams under the same circumstances. We got beat. We got to go out there and play same way Norfolk State did, and they beat us.
Looking ahead to Saturday, the battle of the real HU, a Howard team that you're able to beat at your place last year. As you've started to look at Howard a little bit, what are some of the challenges they present for you?
Much improved. I mean, conference co-champions last year in the MEAC. You know, the skill positions, they improved on the skill position. They've got 9 or 11 offensive players returning. Most of the, I think, 10 or 11 defensive players returning. Coach Scott do a great job with those guys. They're well coached. They're huge. They got four offensive linemen at 6'7". they bought in a lot of transfers. It's going to be a tough, you look at the game against Eastern Michigan, I think they lost by like two touchdowns. Eastern Michigan was 9-4 and went to a bowl last year, and they go and play Morehouse, and I think they beat them by like 60 points. I mean, this is a real explosive team. If this is going to be a tough game. And I got telling the players, the thing here is that playing these three games have been very emotional, and we played at two different venues. So it's going to be another challenge, but we'll be ready.
Yeah, you mentioned that instead of playing on Howard's campus, you're going to play at Audi Field where the Defenders XFL team played. Are you guys excited about that opportunity?
Well, they're really excited. And, you know, we like getting to those venues and having a chance to play. The same thing I was telling the players last night, we got this thing with soccer fields. It's two games back-to-back with soccer fields.
As you said, these are all emotional games and great games for your program. It's the last non-conference game before you start CAA play. What would you like to see from your guys before you start conference play next week?
You know, just continue to play with a great effort like they've been doing. And then we got to play better with our eyes, and we got to make good decisions. Just, you know, we're playing hard, but we got to play a little smarter.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for your time here this afternoon. Good luck against Howard on Saturday, and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.